Are you the homeowner here?
I am. Actually, the bank is. But
okay. That's right. Way to be honest. But I'm just passing by with Point because my technician's just down the street right now. I know most of these homes have a service already that's coming out to treat. So the reason I'm stopping by, we've had a group of people. We have about 20.
Did you guys come around before? Because my husband said he talked to somebody with a similar situation where a newer company in the area trying to, and a few people were going over to.
Yeah, I know a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, there was a Insight that came by. They're one of our competitors.
Oh, okay.
But they're a brand new company this year. We're family owned. We've been in the area for a while.
Okay.
But yeah, basically, I mean, we've had people calling looking for more competitive rates. Mm-hmm. I know right now we're servicing Ken Schultz, and he had Viking, and he was really happy with Viking. But
same here.
Yeah, and Viking's a great company. But the main thing that sparked the switch is we were able to save him like $300 a year. Because one of the main differences is we're including a carpenter bee treatment at no extra charge. And these guys are pretty prevalent in the area.
Well, we actually double wrapped our fascia boards.
Did you?
Because they were getting in back behind. You know,
yeah,
we had the vinyl on
do.
The outside,
uh-huh.
but they had gone up behind and bored through from the back.
Yeah, that's what
so we double wrapped those.
Nice.
So.
Okay, so
and we did composite decking on the deck because of them.
Yep. Okay, so you guys have learned. That's smart. So yeah, the carpenter bees, and then the other one's been like the carpenter ants, just because there are some older trees in the neighborhood. So just like Viking, we come out quarterly, and each time like we spray around the entire foundation. But we're offering our premium service as well, so we do a multi-level pest control. So each time we also treat around every window individually. That helps a lot with stink bugs and spiders.
Oh, please, yes.
Yeah, I know. The stink bugs are always
a nuisance. Is it them that build the little straw in the tracking of the windows?
You know what? It could be the stink bugs, but there's also a certain type of wasp that will do that as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. And that's why we do that window treatment is to prevent that type of thing. We take care of wasps that get behind shutters because if we're treating around the shutters, those wasps aren't going to get back there to make their
nest. That's one of the reasons we went to those kind of shutters instead of the louvered.
Yeah.
Aside from changing them aesthetically, but.
Right. So we do that around
Watch this. We need to redo the stairs. Oh. Know a good mason?
I don't. But yeah, and then up in the eaves, we come with a 30-foot-long pole with a treated brush, and we actually wipe down up there just to get rid of spider webs.
Oh, okay.
And we'll knock down wasp nests, and we apply a repellent again for like stink bugs that get in through soffits and anything else.
Do you
of that
have
nature,
a brochure or something with all? Because my husband really handles the pest control end of things here, and he won't be home until later this afternoon.
Okay.
Unless you want to stop back by, I'll leave him a note.
Yeah.
If you're still in the area.
I'll be here until around 6. Is he going to be home before
then? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say after 12 sometime.
After 12?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me do that. I'll make a note for myself. And
I'll text him and tell him that I told you to stop back by so he doesn't go.
Yeah, that would be helpful. You guys are number 202?
Yeah.
What was your name?
Karen.
Karen, and what's your husband's name?
Paul.
Karen and Paul. And is there a phone number to reach Paul at?
874-6525 is the house.
Okay.
And it's in the phone book, so.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'll try back sometime after 12.
Yeah, and he should be home by 12.
Okay.
So.
And do you know ballpark how much you guys are paying with Viking? Because I know sometimes
it varies. No, because he pays them. I don't pay
him. His game. Okay.
Oh, I say, you know, I'm such an outspoken liberal woman that you would think that I would know anything. No.
Not a problem.
He's just very meticulous with record keeping, and it's easier to just go, okay, you do it.
Oh, that's just fine. Yeah, it works out. So.
All right. But no, he'll be home later, so if you want to stop back by or call.
I'll do that then.
Okay,
sounds
and
good,
your
thanks.
Name again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm Shane. So yeah, you can tell him that Shane will be stopping by. So.
All right,
good
thanks,
enough. Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.